Hey, good morning, guys. It's Brother Peter James. I want to make another soul-winning tip video this morning. And the soul-winning tip is this. Remember the resurrection. Remember the resurrection. What I want to talk about is preaching the resurrection out soul-winning and making sure we remember to preach the resurrection out soul-winning. In 2 Timothy 2:8, the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy, he said, "Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel." So even to Timothy, Paul told him to remember the resurrection. It's something we should keep in mind and that we should remember. And I want to just remind everybody to, you know, when you go out to preach the gospel, to preach the resurrection. In the book of Acts and even in the gospels, Jesus Christ is witnessing his resurrection. He's preaching his resurrection. That's what they're witnessing in the book of Acts. They're witnessing the resurrection. And you say, this is really obvious. Why are you making this video? Make another video. It's actually not really obvious because I've seen a lot of people who go out soul winning and they don't preach the resurrection. We need to make sure that we preach the resurrection out soul winning. Excuse me. And the reason is this. The resurrection is the zenith of the gospel. It's the crowning point of the gospel. Without the resurrection, we can't be saved. And people say, well, it's the blood of Christ that's most important that you have to preach. It's the blood of Christ that cleanses us from all sin. Well, the blood of Christ cleanses us from all sin, but the resurrection begets us again to a lively hope. The resurrection is what allows us as Christians to be able to be made a new creature in Christ. And it allows us to be raised from the dead ourselves. Without the resurrection of Jesus, we couldn't be raised from the dead. We could not be saved. And if Jesus Christ isn't raised from the dead in the hearts of the people, if they don't understand that Jesus Christ rose from the dead, they will not be saved. You can't be saved, because if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You say, why are you preaching this? Here's why I'm preaching this. Roughly 22 to 30% of people that I preach the gospel to out soul winning over here in New Jersey and in the greater New York City area, they have never heard of the resurrection. And we take it for granted sometimes. And you might think everybody knows that Jesus rose from the dead. But look, not everyone knows that Jesus rose from the dead. Not everyone knows. And I go out and I preach the gospel and I say, the Bible says here in 1 Corinthians that Jesus Christ rose from the dead after he was buried for 3 days and three nights. When I'm preaching them 1 Corinthians 15. And I say, it says he literally rose from the dead after he was dead for 3 days and three nights. He literally walked out of the grave. He literally came back to life. His soul came back into his body and he walked out of the grave. Have you ever heard that before? And a lot of people, they say, no, I've never heard that before. And I think a lot of people, they just kind of brush over this in their soul winning. And it's important to make sure they understand the resurrection and that you don't just brush over it. And it's not just something that you preach in passing. Jesus preached the resurrection to Mary in John 11. He preached it in John chapter 2. He preached it throughout the whole Gospels, that he would be delivered into the hands of sinful men and spit upon and beaten, but then that he would rise again. And he was preaching it to his disciples. They didn't understand it, but it's something that he preached. It's the crowning point of the gospel. It's very important. Don't take for granted that people know the resurrection. A lot of people don't. I say to people out souling, well, this is what we celebrate on Easter. Did you know that? And they say, I don't even know that that's what Easter is about. So yeah, well, that's what Easter is about, the resurrection. So let's make sure we preach the resurrection out soul winning. It's very important. You know, the resurrection, it's the apex of the gospel. But let me just leave you with one verse about why this is so important. The Bible says in Romans 1:4, it says about Jesus. Well, in verse 3, the Bible says this. And concerning his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David, according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. So That's where the power of the gospel is. It's in the resurrection. Make sure you preach it. Make sure they understand it. Remember the resurrection. I've seen people, they preach the gospel, they don't preach the resurrection. And they preach a good gospel presentation about the blood of Christ, but we need it all. We also need the resurrection. Remember the resurrection. Don't forget it. All right, guys, God bless. Have a great day, and Godspeed to you all.